This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation of on patient Brandon, D-R-A-N-D-O-N, Venditelli, V-E-N-D-I-T-E-L-L-I, Venditelli. Date of birth 2/12/1994. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Barbara. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara. Address 7800 Wren Avenue, W-R-E-N, Wren Avenue. Suite C-133, Gilroy, G-I-L-R-O-Y, California. 95020, telephone number 408-842-0278. Dear Dr. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, thank you for asking me to see this 18-year-old youngster in allergy consultation. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Brandon, as you know, is an autistic 18-year-old child with history of persistent sneezing for more than 15 years period. He has resided in Florida, Las Vegas, and California, and there has been no change in as far as sneezing is concerned period. There is no history of any asthma or persistent runny nose or nasal congestion period. His taste and smell are normal period. There is no change in sneezing, whether he is indoor or outdoors, period. Sneezing seems to be perennial and happens in small clusters, period. He's not much bothered by it, period. There is no history of any food allergies or hives, period. He's exposed to a dog and there are no smokers, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant child who had mild acne and appeared to be somewhat obese, but otherwise no abnormal findings were detected on examination, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies, sneezing and other associated symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. It may very well be that an autistic child has hypersensitivity to just about everything, and sneezing may be one manifestation, period. We did some allergy testing and it revealed small reaction to dogs and other pollens, but no significant allergy reactions were identified on basic testing, period. He certainly might have minor allergies, but one would expect to have some other symptoms like persistent runny nose and lots of itching, period. Overall, I believe he's in good health and there should be no significant problems. My final diagnosis, mild allergic rhinitis. Number two, persistent sneezing. Number three, history of autism. My plan, number one, rinse his nose once or twice daily. Number two, use Flonase once or twice daily. This treatment should decrease his sensitivity, and hopefully that should take care of this problem, period. Otherwise, he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Brandon Venditelli. Thank you.